questions of winter. And this really is the starting blocks for the gardening year, isn't it, Matthew?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, there's never really a lull. In fact, I do have a little bit of a rest over Christmas, I have to say. I like to put my feet up. But even then, a chance to nip round the garden, have a look and see what's in flower is always there for the taking.
John Cushney?
Yeah, and a little goes a long way. In the summer, you have to have masses of flower, and yet you just find one plant in bloom whenever you dand around the garden, as Matthew says, and you're happy. It's fantastic.
Buddy?
For me, it's the most exciting time of year, because rather than putting my feet up, I like to redesign or redo one area and get some structural work done.
Now then, with winter approaching, some plants, especially those in containers, will certainly need a bit of help to survive the cold. So, Matthew Biggs, what's the best way to protect them?
Well, in an ideal world, you'd shift everything into a frost-free greenhouse or shed, and that includes all your hardy plants, because you're thinking not only of the plants themselves, but also of the containers. Generally, we go out and buy the containers from the garden centre, terracotta. Some people say that their product, in fact, is frost-tolerant, but given that the temperatures can get really low, that it can even damage them. So in an ideal world, they would all be protected. If you've got hardy plants growing out in containers, the key thing really is to protect the pots and to raise them off the ground to help the drainage. And I also move mine and put them all in the shelter of a wall where they're away from the frost and the cold wind and also the excessive rainfall that can happen during the winter time. And I tend just to wrap the containers with bubble wrap or with Hessian to protect anything that's, as I say, glazed pot or terracotta. The plastic ones, it doesn't matter so much, but it's still worth pursuing that idea, because again, there's always the chance that the root ball can get very sodden and frozen. So it's just a matter really of protecting the plant and the container. The containers that I've got with hostas and similar herbaceous plants, they normally get dumped in the bottom of a hedge and covered with leaves. That gives them good protection. And I've got a little corner where there's some evergreen hedge. That helps too. And it's also a west-facing site. If you've got an open hedge where the base is very open and it's cold wind cuts underneath, then obviously that's you've got to make sure that you give some protection. The other thing too is to create windbreaks around them. You can either put up netting around those pots or group small pots together and then cover them with horticultural fleece. If you've got plants that are hardy in most winters, but if it gets particularly cold are likely to get scorched, particularly damaging the leaves like myrtles, for example, I not only wrap the pots, but also then wrap the individual plants in fleece and just peg them together. The thing that you must avoid doing is wrapping them in something like plastic or thinking that bubble wrap will help them, because in the end what will happen there is that you will just end up with a mush. They will just rot away. If you've got plants like alpines in troughs, then again, any of the cushion plants that are liable to collect water in amongst the leaves, and again, they're likely to rot, you can just put little cloches over those. So really, it's just making sure that the water can't get into either the pots themselves to do damage, that the wind is actually stopped from scorching tender leaves, and that the plants can at least just hang in there through the winter.
John Cushney?
Well, yeah, because we get it not only wet, but we get hard frost as well. And I found a great way is to plunge, especially when Matthew was talking about the plastic pots, where it can actually penetrate right through into things like agapanthus and stuff, where you can actually damage the roots. I just plunge them in sand. I have a big pit of sand, which I find useful for a dozen and one things. And in the wintertime, I just plunge them into that. That gives them protection.
And bunny it is.
Yeah, and one thing that people hate with this sort of thing is you look out at a load of fleece and things like that, and it can look a real mess. So I think what I tend to do is I make a wigwam over the pot with tender plants, and this might be out of hazel sticks, or I get my blacksmith to make me up something that looks quite attractive. And then when you see the forecast, you think it's going to be really cold tight, you've got ready-made sort of almost night dresses made out of fleece that you can just slip over them and slip off, because there aren't always that many days when they need it, and you know, that real cold weather for some plants. Another thing I've seen for some really nice unusual palms is you can actually have heated cables and actually heat an environment outside, but you obviously want to be careful and get a good electrician to help you with that.
And that's posh.
That's the posh and expensive option.
But yes. It's worth it for something really special, isn't it?
Now, one of the delights to me of winter in the garden is seeing, you know, wild birds coming to the bird table, seeing that sort of mass of wildlife coming closer to the house windows. But some people seem to be better at attracting birds and wildlife to the garden than others. So, John Cushney, what should we plant to encourage birds into the garden, having tempted them in? How do we keep them there?
Well, I mean, this isn't really difficult. I have a problem in that they just clean everything on me. And